rights, where do we go from here? I think one of the first issues is what the First Nations of Canada call their sovereignty. Many of the First Nations have developed to the point where they want to control their own affairs, control their own destiny. Many of them do have the human resources and financial resources to do that. But what's happening is that the laws prevent them from taking over their own affairs. Native people in Canada feel that they should be able to make their own laws for their people. I'll use hunting, fishing, trapping as an example, which is the traditional way of life of the Crees, and it's still very active in our society. The Crees are natural conservationists. They watch very carefully how many animals and fish they take for their consumption. Yet in this country, we have all kinds of game laws that stipulate that they can only fish and hunt certain species at certain times of the year. The laws also say they can only take so many fish per day. Traditionally, the Crees would only take what they needed for their meals for the next day or the next 2 days. One man might feel four fish in 1 day is enough, so he will catch four fish to feed his family. But he would do this 3-4 times a week. Now, in the case of the Crees of Northern Quebec, we have been able to convince the government to agree that we would use our traditional practices. But for many First Nations in Canada, they're not allowed to do this.